The Adelaide 36ers were back in action last night against the Illawarra Hawks. I can't believe that game. I have watched the 36ers since I was 10 years old. So what are we talking about? That's 30-something years.
A long time.
Back at Apollo Stadium, I saw them play. Yeah. I saw them at the Adelaide Arena and now, of course, at the Entertainment Centre. I haven't seen one bloke who I didn't think was necessarily up for it fire 8 of 10 three-pointers like Harry Froling did last night. I was surprised. I wonder if our next guest is as well. His name is Todd Withers. He's the American import for the Adelaide 36ers. He's an absolute jet, and we really appreciate his time. Todd Withers, welcome to Sports Day.
Hey, how you doing?
Todd, we are really well. Harry Froling. Now, can you believe this big bloke plays in the centre, he jacks up 10 three-pointers and makes 8 of them. What's going on?
Man, I was talking to him during the game. I was like, dang, I didn't know you could shoot like that. he went 100% for, I think, the first half. So, I mean, hand in his face and everything. He just couldn't miss. He was going unconscious for a nice little minute.
We should have knocked him unconscious. Let him going unconscious. Todd, what about the 36ers? We're playing our game in patches. Would that be a fair call?
Yeah. Like we have stretches where we look really, really good. Then we have stretches where we look stagnant, or we turn the ball over and stuff like that. We're just now starting to get, every single person back on our team healthy. Like Sunday's only played two games.
How good was he?
It's like amazing having him on the court. It helps us out a lot. And it's just gelling together. Guys like, Kai Soto stepping up and getting more minutes, and guys like Mojave King and Dusty, getting up his shots and getting his makes and attempts up and stuff like that. So, I mean, I think it's more so like gelling together and trying to figure out what works and what doesn't for the most part. But I feel like we had a lot of time. I feel like it's just a little stepping stone. It's the little things, pretty.
15 points for you, Todd. You must be very pleased with the way you're settling in here to Adelaide.
Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm actually, this is the most comfortable I think I've ever been in another country outside of the States. And, they make it really easy for me to just go out there and play as hard as I possibly can without having to worry about anything off the court.
Todd, what happened at that third quarter? At halftime, it was 50-45 at the big break. What happened in that third quarter? They blew us away.
Yeah, they came out and it seemed like everybody started hitting after a while. We tried to take the slips away, and then they'd kick it to the corner and somebody would make a three. Or, they have a lot of weapons, especially guys like Tyler Harvey and guys like that. It's kind of hard to shut everybody down. So you try to take some of their weapons away and, guys step up like Froling, guys like that, where you try to take away like the Tylers, the Jessups, try to take X away, or Cleveland, the imports and stuff like that. Then those other guys, it gives them that chance to step up, and he stepped up.
You made the point that you really feel like you're settling in well here in Australia. You played some basketball in Italy last year, so just describe some of the similarities between basketball here and in Italy, and perhaps some of the differences as well. I imagine there are a few culturally different things between Australian and Italian ball.
The real big difference is like the language barrier. here, of course, I could just talk to my coach and, it's free flowing conversation, versus in Italy sometimes my coach would say something to me and I'm like, I don't know what he said. I had to ask a teammate or something like that. The same things that go on are like the no 3-second call on defense, where bigs are, clogging the paint, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Really, really strong guards in Europe and in Italy. So, there's very, very talented guards in this league. Like, some of the most talented guards I've seen in a while, outside of, like, the G League and stuff like that. So, guard play in Europe and guard really, really, I think is really, really good. I think the bigs out here are a lot better than bigs in Europe, just because they're so versatile, like guys like DJ Johnson, who can post up and step out to the three. You're not going to see too many of those in Italy from what I've seen, but just how versatile the bigs are here, it just makes it that much better of a league.
Todd, what's the time on Isaac Humphries? How long will he be off duty?
I have no clue. I really don't ask too many questions, I guess you could say. I have his back. That's my guy. I love Isaac. He's probably one of the nicest teammates we have on the team. So, hopefully it's a speedy recovery, and hopefully he can get back on the court so we can get out there and have some fun again. But I have no clue on the time limit on what things will be.
We thought we were talking to Dr. Todd Withers of the Adelaide 36ers, exactly. But apparently it's the small forward Todd Withers of the Adelaide 36ers. Hey, one thing I noticed from last night's game, and there's always green shoots and there's always positives, and it's a very, very new team, a lot of new personnel for the Adelaide 36ers, but I thought there were some real sights of you and Sunday Dech having a real good combination, a real good understanding. Some of the passing between you two was exceptional. Did you feel like you're developing a real relationship with him on court?
Oh, absolutely. In the preseason, we played really, really well together. It was like a 1-2 punch, honestly. And it felt really, really good to get him back on the court. I know what he's going to give me on the defensive end as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm somebody who tries to do as much as I can on defensive end. He does as well. So, you know, if we can get each other going offensively, I think that's only going to make the team better. He takes really, really good shots. He does it for us. And saying to me, I'll pass before I take up a bad shot. So I think me and him being on the court together a lot is going to be really, really helpful for the team. I enjoy playing with Sunday. I think he's a really, really good teammate.
Exactly.
So I enjoy it.
And after a couple of losses, massive game against the Jack Jumpers on Friday.
Yep. Yeah, we look to go in there and whoop them. we got a lot of anger built up. But I can't wait. Can't wait to get back on the court again. Everybody hates losing, and you know we always take something from a loss. Definitely a learning experience. But I mean, I think it's only going to fuel the fire for whoever we play next. So I mean, I hope I'm not the only one who's saying this, but I can't wait to get out there and whoop them. Honestly,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Todd Withers, we're very excited to have you part of the Adelaide 36ers, and we're very grateful for your time here on Sports Day today. Thanks very much for your time, and go well on Friday night. Whoop those Jack Jumpers.
Yeah, I got you. Don't worry about it.
Todd Withers, our guest from the Adelaide 36ers.